Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. Port Adelaide will not lose a game this year.
Charles, you want to lose one.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game this year. They are at another level.
Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour. Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, known goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. A magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's ultimate sports show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bowie and Jars.
It's a Wednesday and welcome to your global Rush Hour. We love being here for you. We talk about anything. Nothing is sacred on this show. And it's a good afternoon to my very dear friends. One has to nick off and play golf, and the other one, well, he's loyal. He sticks by his fans.
Yes.
Bernie Vince, I welcome you.
Thank you. Yes, very well said, actually. First time you've brought me in properly for a while. And pretty honest about Greg, too. The only reason we're in here, what, we had to come in an hour early today.
Oh, that's all right.
Greg, hello.
Good afternoon, Jazz.
Yeah. Look, he's got a golf. He's putting as well. Yeah. He's got no time or effort into this show.
That,
he's just thinking
that
about golf.
It's come up pretty well,
yeah.
Today.
Yeah, I'm just getting the front bumper out. I can just see it where it went into
his 2-year-old threw a toy car at his head and drew blood.
Mm. And he didn't flinch, they tell me.
Yeah, I just didn't. But I didn't want to make a thing of it to make it. If I have a go at him, he thinks, oh, that's a reaction. I'll do it again.
Good parenting. Good parenting.
Sat there and then, the blood
was
coming
down. Why
didn't
you learn that in your footy career?
Yeah, well.
Actually, that's,
well, I would have saved a couple of
grand. I would have probably played 300 games.
No, I reckon you would have. So it's all about you today, is it?
Is
we've
it?
All had to sacrifice and make that changes is. To our schedule because you need to go and tee off with all your buddies down at Key.
No, but he could have teed off in the morning, but he's got no other friends, he told me.
Hang on. Oh,
can't play in the morning because his friends aren't playing.
All your buddies down there at Keyong.
I basically schedule my week around you blokes.
Heels.
Right? So now you've...
Shut up, Ben.
Now, how was your morning? Anyway,
Stewie.
You're on ruined dips.
Stewie McGill.
No one's interested.
Gilly.
Hey, he was on a current affair the other day, Stewie McGill.
Saw that.
Yeah, he's blown up.
Nothing on Jars' number of appearances.
You're on ruined dips this morning, were you?
Oh, no.
You fronted up.
I apologise to the two lads.
So that's another show you've just fresh aired.
No. We are a team here. Well, Triple M team.
Yes, we are, and I love the boys.
Rue rang me looking for you.
No,
you know where
Jars?
Yeah, and I said, oh, I don't know.
Well,
he said, would you come down? Well, I can't get there in time. Where is he?
You're like 100 metres from where they were broadcasting.
No, yeah, look, I slept until 8:30 because I had a long night with the dogs.
Well, what do you mean?
Well. One of my dogs wasn't well, so I had
to be...
Here's
another fib.
No, it's not. No. And then
so you go straight to the car and the dogs.
Dog trip.
Car and dogs.
Yeah, that's car and dogs. That...
So Maz woke me up at 8:30 and then we went to the Oval.
Have you got a sick...
All right, this is getting out of hand. Very soon...
We haven't done any of
that. A Henley Beach icon that went down to see Ruined Dits broadcast live this morning at Henley Beach for a quick bit of airtime.
There's all sorts down here at Henley Beach, including Andrew Jarman. He lives just down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Rosenbach's is going to join us, the comedy writer from the front bar.
Andrew Jarman.
How'd you go down there?
Oh, I didn't see him.
Oh. You didn't go?
Another no-show.
I slept until 8:30.
Yeah,
and this is legit.
And
Marion woke me up, gave me a lovely little hug and a kiss.
Oh.
And then I took the dogs
That's
to the
much
Oval.
Info.
All right. Now, let's refocus, boys, because there was something that we were talking about behind the scenes before, and we're about to bring it on the radio and get the family's views. 0488851047 for Automasters.
We're going to go down to the Adelaide Crows lane. Right?
What?
We're going to go in their lane.
Don't burp in the mic.
We're going to go into their lane. I want to talk about two players. Should they be signed up for 2022? We had a chat to Rue on the bump regarding Daniel Taulia.
Yes.
Now, Rue was a little bit standoffish.
This is what happened.
Daniel Taulia is still coming back from his foot operation. Had some complications with it.
Mm. Will he be back next year?
Back where?
Crows.
I'm not sure. See how his foot comes up.
That's not a big endorsement.
Yeah. He's uncontracted.
Don't they just cut him off like that, don't they?
Mm. I know what that feels like.
What do you mean? What
club jars do you reckon he'll go to?
Gee.
He's from Victoria. Well,
I don't reckon he's going to get a contract.
I don't think he's part of their next premiership side.
Ooh. Oh,
Daniel Taulia. So, and that's what you got to look towards, even though they're a farewell at the moment. But there's some good signs. And I think Butts and these guys have they've shown that they can do it at the level, and putting time into those guys and getting them to play at the level, you learn a lot. He stands Tom Hawkins, all these big, you learn a lot off of that, just purely out of playing these young kids. And they're doing the same job. Daniel Taylor's been a fantastic player, best and fairest, all Australian. Yep. But his last couple of years, he might want success in his last couple of years, and they're not going to win a flag in the next 2 years, are they?
What about a one-year contract? Would he be up for that?
I think he deserves that, Greg, and I'm glad you said that, because he'll miss nearly all this year. He may play some football of some sorts. He may play in the sample for the Adelaide Crows, but he deserves another 12 months because he's been a wonderful club man, and I think he deserves it. And you still need that experienced big defender in the program
say he doesn't deserve one. I'm just saying he's not part of their next premiership side, and he might want success in his last couple
of
years.
Do you think he'll find another club?
He's from Victoria. He might go to a Victorian club.
What is he, 30 next year?
30, yeah. But so,
bit banged up. You don't want to lose good people like Daniel Taylor.
Nah, he's a great person. As I said, best and fairest, all Australian.
And listening to
Root.
You're
spot on, mate. If he wants 2 years, he'll...
Rue, from what we just heard then, open to that. Mm. I think they're open for him to move on. They've got Fisher McAsee as well, who's not getting a game at the moment, who's developing into a key defender. So I just think they've got replacements for him, and it might be just a mutual agreement that they both agree on.
And the Gold Coast Suns, as I said, they'll be screaming out for a bloke like Daniel Taylor.
He's not going to go.
Well, why not?
If I'm him, the only reason I'd go there is for money.
Why not?
Only reason players do go to that joint's for money, and it's the wrong. That's why they're so shit.
What about the other player, Matty Crouch?
Get me started again.
Will Matty Crouch get offered a new contract?
I think he'll go to a Melbourne club as well.
Oh, wow.
I think, yep.
You think he's
out? I love Matty Crouch. Yeah, he gets whacked a fair bit about the way he plays. And I think he's a good player. Mm. I think he's all Australian as well, best and fairest, same thing. But I just think he might look at options like his brother did last year.
Could he join St Kilda?
Well, I think
need a type that
Matty... St Kilda, they've got their own issues at the moment. Their recruiting hasn't been great. So I don't know whether I reckon he'd go to a club that's right in the window.
Now that he's been out of been injured for so long, they've seen what it's like without him. And then if they can get something decent for him,
they'll be open to the option. It might not happen, but they'll be open to that because he's not that old.
He's still got plenty of footy.
Got a lot of footy left in him. Just the body's been a bit of an issue this year, but he's had the surgery. Players go through that.
God, it's a brutal game,
isn't it?
But
don't want to lose good people though. He's a good person as well.
Another good and a club champion in the footy club. Mm. So. Yeah, it's tough times ahead, and I just thought I'd ask that question about these two wonderful players.
Tex, what about him?
Well,
Have
they started talking?
They have. There's been a conversation, but it was shut down pretty
quickly.
Well, that must be a long
way. Who shut it down? The Texas management or the Adelaide Crows?
I don't want to go too far.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five. The Furious Five.
Should be sponsored, and I get a bit emotional when we do this segment. Every Wednesday, we bring out the Furious Five, which is a much sought-after segment around the country.
Not sponsored, did you say?
Yeah, well, not at the moment. Mm. I'm working on it.
Have you ever been?
No, not at all.
So it's been a big moment.
Well, it has
a long moment.
No, I get emotional with this segment because it's obviously my little baby. But I've got two beautiful people waiting on the line.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Kerry from Ingle Farm. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Anthony from Walkerville. Good afternoon to you,
Tony.
Hey, how you going,
Anthony? Do you live near Greg Blewett, who got a 3-story high-rise establishment at Walkerville?
I'm going to say no.
12 acres he's on.
12 acres on what street, Greg?
Give us your address.
Give us your address, Chunkhead. Right.
Okay. Hey, can we clear up what the prize is before we start?
Yes, Greg.
I don't know what it is. Your quiz. You should know.
So we've got a double pass to the Escape Room movie Tournament of Champions, a sequel to the psychological thriller that terrified audiences around the world in cinemas July 1.
That's a good prize.
Yep. Cinema pass. Bloody oath.
It's a long prize.
Kerry, who do you barrack for?
What?
That's okay. I don't mind Port. I sat with all the Port players on the way back. I'm a Port man now.
You've switched. And what about you, Anthony? You'd be a Crows?
Nah, I'm Port Adelaide.
Yeah,
come on, Port. That's okay. Hey, at the start of the year, so was Jars.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game again this year. Port Adelaide won't lose a game this year.
Jars, you want to lose one.
Port Adelaide won't lose a game this year. They are at another level. Well, well, well. Old big mouth.
Yeah.
Now, five questions.
A little Jarman.
Call your name out first if you know the answer. You get a point for a correct answer. There's three lifelines if you get stuck. Enjoy. Listen carefully. Bird. No, Greg, you start off.
You want me to start?
Go, young man. Sake.
All right, here we go. Which AFL captain has copped it this week for being a dirty player?
Anthony.
Yes, Anthony.
Tony Green.
No.
Oh, he did as
actually,
well.
No.
He did as... Yeah, but he
can answer captain. The question.
He's acting captain.
He got fine.
Hang on.
Hang on a minute. Our producer, get on the microphone.
I'm accepting this.
Me too.
No, he was acting captain, and they said he needs to change his ways because he's too dirty as well.
Jared, you're the producer of this show.
I'm going to allow it.
Yes! You're a
I'm not bargaining for anyone here, but... That is fair.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's a trick question.
1 point to Anthony. Number two, please, Burn.
Be ready for this one.
Come on, Kerry.
Name one of the 11 excuses Jars used for not turning up on time Saturday morning for Dead Set Legends. Or this morning on Brekkie, for that matter.
Anthony.
Yes, Anthony.
Car wasn't starting.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, God.
Kerry. Kerry, come on.
And Anthony, he's got a brand new car.
Mm.
So from CMI Toyota. No, I haven't.
Just about.
So now you're saying what? CMI Toyota?
No, not at all.
So what?
Didn't give you a good one.
Yeah, they did. Adam from CMI. Greg, you're up.
All right, here we go, guys. Where did Roo and Ditz do their show from this morning?
Kerry.
Yes, Kerry.
Henley
Beach. Yes.
Salty six.
Well done.
2-1.
Well done. 2-1. 2-1, Greg. All right, Bernie.
What award... There's a bit of audio here. What award does Jars reckon Carl Veitch should win here?
Yep. The other thing I learned over the weekend that Carl Veitch should be named of the year, but I don't think he'll get it because it gives it to the A-League coach, doesn't it?
Jeez, that's a whack.
Kerry?
That is bad.
Kerry?
I have no idea.
You got lifelines? No, I heard Kerry call it out first. She said there's three lifelines, Kerry. You just pick any of us.
Yeah, you. Okay, go for it. What's the answer?
Okay.
Oh, you can't ask Jars, can you?
Yeah, yes, you can.
Or you've probably forgotten anyway.
No, he should receive the Coach of the Year award for the A-League competition.
Yeah.
So, 2-2. Come
on,
Anthony.
Who normally gets it again?
I beg your pardon?
Who normally gets it?
Normally,
a Coach of the A-League.
Normally the A-League Premiership Coach.
Normally, it's funny. It's bizarre. Normally, a Coach of the A-League wins it. It's weird.
Number five, please, Greg. It's 2-2.
Okay.
Oh.
Name the Australian NBA player copping a barrage for his play in the NBA Finals.
Anthony.
Yes, Anthony.
And Simmons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. He's from Walkerville. He's sharp. He's sharp.
Don't knock Kerry from Ingle Farm. That's where I met Maz. So we met Maz 30 years ago in Ingle Farm.
I bet you Maz is wishing she never actually met there that day.
Kerry,
I was going to cheat as well. I was ready to go look it up, the answers, but I wasn't quick enough.
Can I have a prize for Kerry, please?
Oh, no, because she didn't win.
I don't care. At least she...
I tell you what, we'll send her along to the movies as well with the double prize.
Yeah! Well done, Kerry. Who are you going to take, Kerry?
Nice job.
Probably my sister.
Nice, Kerry. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Anthony from Walkerville. What's he got, KJ?
Well, Jars, he has an
escape. He didn't even try to do that for fun.
He's going to the talkies with a tournament of champions, the sequel to the psychological thriller. The terrified audiences all around the world. My beautiful granddaughter, Dakota. Yeah. Do you know they told me off for taking in my own ham and pickle sandwiches?
That was a hip flask.
Yeah, correct, wait. It's in cinemas July 1.
What do you got, young man?
Well, Jars, this is about the time you slept in last Saturday. Apparently had car trouble.
Well, me and Bluey need to have a word to you, Jars. And it does refer back. Now, this is the last, well, maybe the second to last, actually, time you'll hear of it.
Yeah.
But it's about Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And we think, well, the family, the Triple M family, listeners, need more information about Saturday morning. So... There's been, you know, a few committees joined.
A few committees joined
in the office, up. Haven't they, Blue?
He's arcing up.
Oh, yeah, you just relax
you
and you listen.
You want to be very careful where you go with this,
There's
young
been
man.
A few committees.
And you, chunk
Bernie's
lips,
talking. Let him talk.
And, well, we're going to throw it out there to the family, and they're going to vote.
Oh, are they now?
Because there's been some footage gathered.
Yes.
Some CCTV footage.
Say that again.
CCTV footage. CCTV footage of you and some of your behaviour that I think other people need to see because I've seen it and I'm disgusted.
You're disgusted, are you?
Yeah.
And so this, where's the footage, well, even though we do radio?
No, we're going to do a video. We're going to put it up on the Triple M Insta and we're just going to have a vote. And if the family asks for it, Jazz, they're going to get it. And this is the poll here.
Okay, Triple M family, we have some unseen CCTV footage of Jars rocking up, hungover and late. There's a poll down here. Should we release it? I think we should. Vote now.
So that is up on the Triple M.
You twit.
I actually haven't seen it. I witnessed it live,
well,
but I'm sure there was some stuff going on that I didn't see.
It's got him from when he first goes to enter, can't get the key in the door, drops some stuff on the way in here. But you saw him once he got in here.
Oh, yeah.
Barreled into the microphone, nearly fell over the chair. We've got the whole lot. So, Bluey, you're part of the family. You just go on if you haven't seen it. Jump on the Triple M Insta.
I will.
Oh, you will,
of course I will. Because it's either a yes or a no. It's simple as that.
How many times can you tick?
You can only do it once each. But tell your family, tell everyone your cousins, your brothers, your sisters.
If my integrity is questioned and slammed, I will take legal action against you individuals, and you excluding Hato and Jazz. I will take legal action against Triple M.
Yeah.
So be very careful. Now, you've got to realise, I attended a function. We got home at 1 o'clock.
You paused when you said one o'clock.
No, because Marion had a great night with Charlie T.O. on the dance floor.
Yes. Nothing to do with it.
I had stopped consuming. I had two beers at the function. And
he's looking at us in the
eye.
What
are you doing?
And so I slept in, as did Hato.
I did.
Yeah,
right.
So you are telling us that now because you've come up with 11 excuses so far.
And I apologise for sleeping in.
What happened to the flat battery?
But that did.
You've dropped that now?
No.
That's been thrown out?
No. The mechanic said it wasn't a flat battery.
The mechanic. Where's the receipt?
It was the alternator.
What is the alternator charge, Jars?
The battery! Hey.
Well, Triple M family, get on there.
Yes.
Triple M Insta, just tick yes. And if when are we going to put it up? If we get that tomorrow,
you're not
if we
even
get enough
organized
votes, we'll chuck it up. Hey, it's already up.
And you sit there. You were with me.
I'll stand
Was
there.
I hungover?
I'll
stand.
Now okay. He's standing. Now what are
you standing
say?
For?
You
am
said
I spitting
don't
on
sit
you?
There.
So get on the Triple M Insta. You get to vote. Do we release this footage? TripleM.com.au as well. It is the rush hour. And also, too, Jars, you forgot to threaten to belt our video guy, Josh, if it gets released as well, because he's the main Instagator.
I will go and see him right now.
How easy is that, Blue? I just voted. Tick.
He doesn't know who Josh is.
Oh, it's already got votes.
Jars has left. Jars is getting in his car. Ah, shit. Oh, wait. No. Again?
Not again.
Blue is going for a duck. Australia are in trouble. I don't
like cricket. He was just a hard-working little player with a fat shitter. I love it.
Who's that, Bluey? He's got no shitter.
No.
He's got no ass.
That was about Baz
Bickley. He can't even hold his pants up. They fall down. I don't know what he sits on the toilet seat with. He just hovers.
He was more aerodynamic between
I've got to hang
wickets.
On to the sides.
Yeah, you're like Harvey. You need one of those little bodies that you connect to. Anyway, seriously though, let's straighten up. I was reading the paper today. Now, I cleared the schedule early December for the Adelaide Pink Ball Test.
Yep.
Don't tell me it's in doubt. Because you are getting us tickets as well, you said, an all-inclusive ticket package.
Oh, I have never
for me
said
and
that.
Jars.
I want to be with the scoreboard.
Well, you burnt us the last couple of years.
I'll try my best. How about that?
You want the test series to be called off, don't you so you don't have to give us tickets.
You can sit in the back of the commentary box if you want. All right.
No, I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Boring.
All right. If you're in there, I'm out.
A couple of reports coming out today. I think it's a bit of a beat up, but Michael Vaughan, ex-England captain, and Kevin Peterson, who captain as well, actually, England, very good players, have said that if it's going to be a four-month tour, mm-hmm. and at the moment, because of COVID rules, they're saying that the England families won't be allowed into the country. So Cricket Australia would have to apply for a special exemption to get the families in. So they're saying, though, if they don't get that, then the players shouldn't come and play in Australia because they'll be 4 months without their family. So
That's a long time.
It is a long time, four months.
Back in the day, that was the norm.
I tell you what, Alan Border used to hate the families. This is how far
Alan Border hated his family.
He didn't say hated his family. He hated the families being around the team because he felt like it took away. Yeah, and he loved the boys being around each other and how much of a bond that it created.
I agree with Alan Border actually.
Well, when I went on a Ashes tour in 97. And we were only allowed like a 2 week period where the families were allowed in.
Ah.
So your girlfriend or your wife and your kids, you had 2 weeks. Otherwise, it was just with the boys. But I don't think that'll happen. But it could create a few problems, couldn't it, Jars? Because there's Australians that want to get back into the country.
Yeah.
Oh, there's lots of different reasons why people want to get back from overseas into the country. And if they're seeing that England's families are getting
a chartered
exemption.
Flight.
Then there's going to be a bit of a stink. But I would not imagine that, you know, Michael Vaughan's saying it shouldn't go ahead if the families aren't allowed in. I mean, there's no way that, I mean,
there's a lot of water to go in the bridge. Yeah. They'll let it,
it's an Ashes.
Because it'll be a financial disaster for both the ECB and the Cricket Australia, wouldn't it, Greg? Yeah.
Exemption-wise, what's happened so far, are they likely to get it? Families?
You would think.
But they've all been...
But what about
the COVID jab too.
That's the other thing I was going to bring up.
Oh, nice.
So by then, if there's vaccinations, you know, things could change in terms of international travel. I just think it's a bit of a beat up. But both of those players are saying they couldn't live without their loved ones for 4 months. And as you said, it is a long time. But I think it'll go ahead. And
you could? I couldn't.
Your puppy dogs?
I couldn't. No, I need to see my family. I'd struggle.
Hey, in other news too, spoke about Keith Bradshaw last week, who's battling cancer at the moment. And yesterday, the Sacker awarded him honorary life membership.
Wow.
So, and you saw the tribute yesterday down at Carnarvon Oval, where all the staff and they
waved to him at when he was at the Ray, obviously looking out the window, and you know, a wonderful CEO for the Sacker and much loved figure.
He is. He's a absolute
doing it
champion.
Tough, isn't he?
Just a boss you said that everyone loved working for.
Yeah, one of those guys, one of those bosses that you knew he had your back.
Yep.
And everyone loved him. Or, you know, the girls, the guys, didn't matter what sex it was.
Brilliant.
He was just one of those guys that brought everyone really close. So he's battling at the moment, but a life member of the Sacker. So well done.
Well said, Bluey.
From the playing field to the locker room, Triple M's Rush Hour is the trusted source for everything footy.
Another goal to Port Adelaide.
Get your expert tips here to be the ducks of your tipping comp with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
And the Crows win here at the Adelaide Oval.
Love footy? You'll love Seeker's Footy Tipping with weekly prizes up for grabs so you can join anytime. Sign up now at seekerfootytipping.com.au. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Bernie Vince leads by 7 tips over Blue. And Jars is now back in the hunt, 9 behind Byrne and 6 behind Greg Blewett. Byrne, last round, you only got 3.
Mm-hmm.
Blue and Jars, you both got 4 apiece.
Out of 5, by the way.
It's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, let's go down with the Triple M family and find out what's happening round 14.
Boys. It's round 15.
Oh, it says round 14 right here.
He's one step beyond.
It's round 15.
Look at Jason.
So, our producer's another stuff up.
No idea.
Looking like a hippie.
Yeah. Get a haircut.
Well, he is a hippie.
All right, Kate.
Lions v. Cats at the Gabba there, boys.
This is a good game. Tomorrow night.
I'm going to Lions.
Yep, Lions.
Hello, boys. It's Yater, Richmond v. Saints at the MCG.
Yeah, Yater.
You're too far behind, Jars.
I'm going Cats.
He was late for that as well.
Richmond v. Saints at the glorious Melbourne Cricket Ground.
Richmond.
G'day, boys. It's your boss, Mutto, and this game.
Wow.
Roos v. Suns at Blunston Arena.
I'm never picking the Suns again this year. So who do they play?
North Melbourne.
North Melbourne. They're bottom too, but I'll pick them.
I'm going North Melbourne.
North Melbourne for me too.
All right, boys, Ross Lyon wants you to know that Marvel Stadium, the Pies V3, everyone wants me to start coaching the Blues. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to worry about that after the Pies V3 on Marvel. But what do you reckon, Pies V3?
What'd you say?
I think he said something about the Pies playing Freo at Marvel, but I'm going to go the Pies under Robert Harvey. First
Pies
game.
For me too.
Yes, I'm going Freo.
G'day, boys. Ken Inkley here. Dons v Demons at MCG. Like, we give a shit. The bloody VFL's still taking over the AFL, so fuck them.
Thanks, Kenny.
I'm going the D's, but danger game for the D's. Essendon going okay.
Melbourne.
I'm going Dons.
Ooh, oh, Joe. Boys. It's Chris from Ruined It's for Breakfast. Port v Swans at Adelaide Oval. I predict that they're going to be 15 goals in front by quarter time.
Yeah, Port.
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 Oh, g'day, boys. Nixie here. Giants v Hawks at the MCG. What do you reckon?
This is not a bad game.
Hawks for me.
I'm going to go to the Giants.
Yeah, Giants.
Away.
G'day, boys.
Away.
Tex.
Tex is on.
Is it Tex?
Yeah.
Hey, Tex, where were you on Sunday? We're playing golf.
Yeah. Well, 22 points.
Someone said rhymed something with orange, and I'm still stuck. Eagles. Eagles v Bulldogs at Optus Stadium.
Ooh, I'm going the Dogs in an upset.
Great. Eagles.
Eagles. I'm going Eagles.
Oh, boy.
Tipped both.
Carlton v the Crowies at Marvel Stadium. Oh, fair dinkum. I mean, how biased can you get? Carlton, fair dinkum.
Yeah.
The Navy Blues, they're not good. They are old, but not in comparison. So what is Carlton v Crows at Marvel Stadium?
Crowies.
This is a tough one to pick, but I'm going to go Carlton have to win, but I'm going to go Adelaide.
Yeah, I'm going Carlton.
Okay, that's it.
He's that smug over there.
You took a long time with your tips.
And you picked the Dogs and West Coast, so I'm not sure who you went for.
Dogs and West Coast?
Yeah, and they play each other.
No, I'm going Eagles.
You went West Coast the second time.
I need to bounce back, so I need to pick some roughies to try and catch up.
All right, good luck with that.
All right. If you love footy, the way Jarman loves a parfait, you'll love seeing his footy, Jimmy. Weekly prizes up for grabs.
Yes, Jimmy.
You can join in any time. Sign up now at SeekerFootyTipping.com. Seeker, your go-to product on the worksite.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
May go for a while.
No.
All right, buddy.
I'll be very quickly.
What do you got, buddy?
23rd of June today, even though Jared's put on the top of our run sheet 22nd. I'd just like to point that out. I screwed that bit of paper up thinking it was yesterday's, and I thought I'd lost mine.
And you thought I'd pinched it again.
Yeah, well, you do pinch mine a lot. Mate, but I'm good off the cuff anyway because I'm up to date with all the news. Hey, today, 25 years ago, Gary Ablett Sr. kicked his 1,000th career goal.
Hard to say that.
I said it pretty well, didn't I?
You did. Well done.
You said it, Jazz.
1,000th.
Say Rolly Filthorpe Ablett.
Now,
he was my number one.
I played against Gary Ablett down at Cardinia Park, and it was scary.
Yeah.
It was scary.
How many did he kick? What's the most he kicked against you, Jazz?
I reckon against us would have been around eight or nine down there at Cardinia Park. He was frightening.
Someone does that today, you remember it.
Yeah, but he was doing that every second
back
week.
Then he'd kick over 10 a lot.
Sorry, Jazz, who did you play against, did you say?
Gary Ablett.
Oh, here we go again.
Stephen Rowe, a very good friend of mine.
Molly Miller,
Gary McIntosh. Jordan DeGully, Bernie Vince, Tex Walker, Graham Corns, and my brother Malcolm Blight, Robert Shaw, Sean Wren, big Sean Wren, Malcolm Blight, Kernahan, McDermott, McGuinness, Bradley. Okay. I've got some great friends from the Adelaide Crows.
This is why it goes for
Charlie
so long. You're name dropping the whole time.
Charlie
on this day, a couple others, the International Olympic Committee was founded, boys, in 1894 on this day.
Hey, what's that?
Aren't they corrupt as all hell?
Mate.
Oh, well, they are.
What have they done? What have they done for the sport?
Well, they organise all the Olympics stuff.
Oh, my God!
Hey, on this day, in any other stupid questions you got? On this day in 1980, the David Letterman show aired its first ever episode on NBC TV.
He did, didn't he? Who was on there? What guests did he have on there?
Oh, I don't care.
See, these aren't facts.
He's got himself into a bit of strife, didn't he?
It's not a fact. It's on this day. And I just said apologize. What he did. Yeah, he got in a bit of strife. Hey, on this day in 1960, something close to your heart, Blue, the FDA approved the first ever oral contraceptive pill called Enovid.
Why is it close to mine?
I don't know, because the circles you hang in.
Trust me, I was parked behind Bluey, and let me tell you, took him ages to pull out, so I'm not surprised that it's something that's on his calendar.
On this day in 1931, Willie Post, you know Posty, Willie Post, and Harold Gatty, old Gats, they start their record-breaking flight around the world in a single-engine plane. You know how long it took?
Silly boys.
It took them
a year.
A year. it took them 8 days.
Yeah.
So just short of that figure, Jars. You were pretty clear in the ballpark. It was 2 weeks less than the previous record holder. So there you go. Yep.
They weren't sailing around.
No, they weren't swimming.
All right, is that it? I've got to get going.
No, I've got plenty to go yet. Right. Hey, on this day in 2005, you know Reddit, the website and the app? A lot of stuff happens on Reddit. Yeah. That was founded, right? So they raised $100,000 and they founded it 2005. They sold it in 2006.
Oh no.
For how much?
I'll go $1 billion.
Nah, it's a lot less than that.
Is
but
it?
I'll get to that. $10 million they sold it for in 2006. Do you know what it's worth today?
$99 billion.
$6 billion.
Oh, shit.
He was forced to sell it to raise funds because he had a sick family member, which is an unfortunate situation, but $6 billion is
well
worth
done.
Today.
Did Kermit have anything to do with that?
Who?
Kermit.
Who's that?
Reddit?
Oh, no.
And on that note, speaking of bad investments, Greg Blewett, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you hear that?
God.
No,
Burn's gone.
That's it. Let it go.
No, let's just end it.
Are we done or not?
Let's end
it
there.
No, let it burn.
I've got a couple of actually good facts, but I feel a little bit ill.
Just quickly.
I feel a bit ill.
Get one out.
Well,
to finish off.
Birthday, 1916.
Yeah, go quick.
Lenny Hutton, cricketer.
Great cricketer.
Lenny Hutton.
Yeah,
but you flattened the shit.
Don't build him.
It's gone now.
What if you? Why'd you say that?
You know who started Reddit, by the way? I forgot a little fact here.
No, we're finished.
Alexis O'Hanlon. Do you know why he's famous?
No. Well, because he
married Serena Williams.
Oh.
Is that the guy?
Yes.
Right. There you go.
Okay.
Right.
How's that, Jazz?
Yeah, well, good finish.
I'm back after good that. Finish. Sorry, I'm sort of finished. I'm not finished yet.
But the music's finished. Hayo's done.
This is a fact. To just send you off. Where you going to training or wherever you got to go?
I'm taking Maz out for dinner tonight.
So this one's for you, Jazz. You'll love this. I reckon you'll go, geez, I'm glad I waited for that.
All right, buddy.
Do you know during the entire run of Gilligan's Island?
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Was Gilligan his first name or his last name?
It was his last name.
Blue?
I'll go last.
We don't know because I've never actually said.
Ooh.
It's just Gilligan. It's just Gilligan.
Yeah.
So it's not first or last name.
Greg looks like Marianne too.
Who?
Marianne.
Hang on, I've just got to Google references over 60. Hang on a minute. References.
Marianne. Who's that?
Over.
She was on Gilligan's Island.
Was it Marianne?
Marianne.
Marianne.
Oh, you mean Maz, your wife? Marianne.
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 So now we've taken up the entire storage on our podcast server.